And welcome back to another edition of On the Board Sports. I'm your host, Sean Thomas, aka Shawnee on the mic. Happy Temple Tuesday to all. As always, joined by my main man, my co-host William Chuchi, aka Will C. Well, let's cut to the chase. That music can only mean one thing and one thing. Tony Bell.
What's that, bud? Let's hear from you. What's that from the horse's mouth?
Football season is back, Will. That's what's going on, Will.
Doesn't feel like football.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Especially when we have a rooting team, well, a team that we are currently rooting for, Will. But, Will, before we get into the football and stuff, how are you doing, Bell?
I'm hanging in, you know, outside of the what's going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs and in baseball. You know, haven't really been paying attention to baseball that much because of all these wacky rules and such. And, you know, I kind of called it in the MLB preview with the Yankees. They're relying on their bullpen too much. Injuries have been happening. And everybody's expecting the same magic from the Yankees, but from last season. And it's not happening. Everybody is complaining that the sky's falling. And here I am. I expected this. I literally expected this to come. So I am not shocked at all whatsoever what's going on with the Yankees, for sure. But we'll talk about that for another day. It's football season. Football season is upon us right now. Sean, you know me. I'm hyped up for my Jets right now. You know that 100%. I don't want to sound like really biased with the Jets, but I have a very good feeling about the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Well, I completely agree with you there. Well, before we talk about the Jets, let's get into what throughout the offseason, which has been an extended one because there was no preseason games and a virtual draft, blah, blah, blah. Well, out of all the storylines, whether it be with your Jets, the crosstown team, the Giants, or in the whole league, what was your favorite Titans? For my Titans, what was your favorite storyline in the offseason, Bill?
Oh, man, you know, I think first and foremost, I think it's obvious that Patrick Mahomes, him getting the contract extension that he did was kind of crazy, to say the very least. To see him be the first athlete to be a $500 million athlete in football, where the average lifespan of a NFL player, not just a quarterback, but a player, is only 3 years. And for him to get 10 years added on to two, at 500 mil, absolutely unbelievable right there. That's one of my favorite storylines. Obviously, you know, Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots to go over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's something that we talked about numerous amounts of times. We had on Greg Allman from The Athletic. He covers the Tampa Bay Bucs. They wound up getting Rob Gronkowski too. They re-signed Leonard Fournette. Kind of a crazy move right there in a sense. And, you know, with everything going on, you get to see a lot of negativity in the NFL so far this offseason. I know, Sean, you're hyped up for Jadeveon Clowney going over to the Titans, but the negative stuff just kind of outshadows the good. I mean, Daniel Snyder going out there and just basically the whole mess with what's going on with him. And the red, I can't even say that name now, but it's the Washington football team. And that's in a separate storyline within itself, how that got changed over. Adrian Peterson got cut. You know, he's going to go over to Detroit. And we'll see what happens there. And, you know, the Jets, Jamal Adams, hopefully he has fun in Seattle, and you get to see what's going on with Woody Johnson as well. Who knows what's going to happen with the Johnson brothers as time moves on with the ownership of the Jets. But like I said, you know, there have been a lot of negatives. Sean, I want to hear your take on what has happened thus far in the NFL offseason.
Well, definitely. Washington, I believe, was the most serious storyline with the changing of the name and, you know, a bunch of people coming out claiming, you know, this happened in the workplace and that happened. So I think that was the most serious one. I think the most shocking one was, well, I don't think, as you said, I don't think anybody thought Tom Brady would ever leave. And not only did he leave, he left and said, peace out, and he went to the NFC South. So I think that one, well, obviously two personal storylines for you, as you said, Jamal and Adams, he gets traded out. Now I know the trade can be judged until those picks are made and we see how those players come out to be. But right now on the surface, Joe Douglas got a haul for one guy. So seems pretty good there. And for me, well, like you said, just over the weekend, Jadeveon Clowney finally signs with the team, and it's with my Tennessee Titans. That was the rumored team all along, because when he was in Houston, Vrabel was his coach, and they have the relationship, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Well, I think another storyline that a lot of people aren't talking about. Sorry to talk about the crosstown team here, Will, but just for one second, Will. This is the first training camp since we were in probably high school or junior high school, Will. Eli Manning is not the quarterback for the New York Football Giants, Will.
Yeah, that's right. And he had a great career with New York. A lot of it overblown somewhat from the New York media. The numbers don't lie, and people love to put and inflate those two Super Bowl victories he has had over Tom Brady. But make no mistake about it, the man, should he be in the Hall of Fame? In my opinion, yes. But again, you know, there's a lot of things going on within the Giants organization. Is Daniel Jones the answer at quarterback? Can Saquon Barkley actually carry this franchise and be the face of the franchise at this point in time? And with Joe Judge being in at the helm for the New York Football Giants, will he lead them to a winning record in his first stint? So there's a lot of pressure here for the Giants. But again, in a division which has Washington, Dallas, and Philadelphia, they can all go out there and win the NFC East.
Very well said, Will. And so, yeah, and so, obviously, like you said, Joe Judge, brand new coach. Saquon in year three. Last year, the offensive line was very, very bad. Give credit where credit's due. The Giants did address that line in free agency via the draft, via trade. So they did what they had to do. Hopefully, they're able to keep Daniel Jones upright, and we just see what happens there. Joe Judge, Will, like you said, special teams coordinator turned head coach. We shall see, because a lot of people still are kind of huge question mark with the move. So, well, I think the Giants can score a lot of points because, well, we oftentimes look at the player acquisitions teams make. I think the Giants made maybe the best coaching acquisition, bringing Jason Garrett, not as the head coach, as the offensive coordinator, because he could call plays. He probably can't coach very well, but the man could call plays, and you give him Daniel Jones, you give him Saquon, Sterling Shepard, and Ingram, and Slayton, and Golden Tate. Well, this Giants team could put up some points. So, well, that covers the Giants. Well, let's transition from Big Blue to Gangrene. Well, the offseason, unlike any another we've seen for the Jets, the draft, they go for the mammoth tackle, Mekhi Becton, in the first round, Denzel Mims in the second round. They bring in Breshad Perriman. They also bring in two former Indianapolis Colts cornerbacks and Pierre Desir and Quincy Wilson. Will, however, as we just said, Jamal and Adams is no longer there. Will, also second year for Quinnen Williams as well. Will, give me the pulse in your mind of the New York Jets heading into the 2020 year.
My opinion and my feelings are this. You know, finally, the Jets have I don't want to call him the savior yet, because he has to win games and he has to stay on the field consistently. And I know many people out there are listening saying, what? I know Will is so high on Sam Darnold, and I know every Jet fan wants to see this kid perform and succeed. But when you look at the Jets, right, and you just say to yourself last season, how it started off against Buffalo. It looked great. It looked great for three quarters. Then CJ Mosley goes down. The Jets can't score. They lose the game. We find out ultimately that Sam Darnold was playing with mono at that point in time. And then the season just went right off the rails from there. They went 1-7 to only finish off the year 6-2 at 7-9. So there's a lot of stock in that. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say, well, they started off at 1-7. They didn't have a chance at the playoffs anyway at 1-7. Well, they did. A long shot, but they did. And they could have beaten Miami. They could have beaten Cincinnati. They didn't. And, you know, with everything that's gone on and with everything that's been said going into it, the Jets had themselves an underrated offseason. I know that everybody's going to say, well, they didn't spend the big money on these big-time players and such. Well, if you're Joe Douglas, if you're Joe Douglas here, why would you want to spend money on, you know, names that can ultimately hurt you down the road, guys that will probably be on the team that can only give you 1 year, 2 years of good quality service. Meanwhile, the Jets for years have went out and they've spent money on players. The problem is they just could never get the return on those contracts. So with everything that's gone on, with everything that's been said, I love what Joe Douglas is doing right now. And personally, with everything that's gone on within the Jets organization, and it's been an absolute disaster as far as a public relations story goes, right? You have Manish Mehta trying to break down the Jamal Adams saga. That ultimately wound up getting Jamal Adams booted out to Seattle. We'll see what happens with him. You know, we're going to see him in week 14, Jets Seahawks. So that's going to be a mark it down on the calendar type of event. The Jets get the big man, Mekhi Becton, number 77, left tackle that they haven't had in years since the Brickshaw Ferguson. He's going to be a stud. I feel as if he's going to protect Sam Darnold's bacon for a long time. It's a lot of expectation right there, but I feel that way. You alluded to Denzel Mims. He hasn't really practiced that much, but again, hopefully this guy doesn't turn out to be like a Stephen Hill type of player. Hopefully he doesn't have that one-week wonder where everybody's claiming him to be the next Keyshawn, and then he just falls flat on his face. And then there are the other people out there. You know, Ashton Davis, from what we've been hearing and from what we've been seeing, he has replaced Jamal Adams, and his teammates are raving about him and his ability to play and go out there and be that utility knife type of guy, that utility guy. So I feel as if that's good. You know, Quinnen Williams looks like he's in shape a little bit. You know, Avery Williamson's coming back. That's huge. No C.J. Mosley. So Avery Williamson's going to be the face, the mic of that defense. And, you know, Marcus May, you know, you mentioned Jamal Adams. Marcus May has a lot of spotlight on him because he was taken in the second round. And Jamal Adams, you know, was that guy in that draft. And everybody keeps on talking about it, and I hate to mention it, and I'm sorry for ranting on about this, but people keep on talking about Jamal Adams and, oh, they should have had Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. No, that is not the case. If you didn't watch that 2016 Jets team, you would have said this team needs safety help badly and they need secondary help badly. Kudos to, at the time, Mike Maccagnan, going out there and drafting Jamal Adams at number 6. That was the right move. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what anybody says at that point in time. But then to go back in back-to-back rounds and to get another safety, huge, huge at that point in time. Now, flash forward 3 years, Jamal Adams is gone because of his mouth and because of his relationship with what happened with Adam Gase. But that stuff doesn't matter now. We all know why Jamal Adams wanted out. He's gone. Let's not talk about him anymore. Marcus May is the guy now, and he has to be healthy, and he has to go out there and literally produce. And I think he can produce. I think he could be a top 20 free safety in the league if that's pushing it, you know. But I really feel like that, if he could go out there and just have that quality about him. And then we didn't even talk about Sam. We didn't even talk about Sam Darnold and his receiving core and that offensive line. The offensive line got so much better with everything that's gone on. They drafted Becton. They signed McGovern. They got Alex Lewis over there. They have a lot of pieces there in place right now. Okay. And Greg Van Rauten, the Long Island kid, Great, great signing right there. My thing is now, okay, everybody keeps on talking about the injuries that the Jets have at receiver. Right now, what's in place? Crowder's going to be your slot. Chris Hogan's going to be your guy that's going to be running underneath options at that point in time, which is what he did with Tom Brady. That's what I'm expecting him to do, albeit he's been here for about a month. And Breshad Perriman, you mentioned him, is going to be that big play receiver that's on a one-year contract. He's going to go deep, and he's going to go far. And Sam Darnold can definitely throw far. And don't forget about, and you alluded to him too, and I alluded to him too earlier, Denzel Mims. I hope this guy doesn't, like I said before, he doesn't turn into a Stephen Hill. We'll see what happens there. Sam has a lot of pressure on him this year, but I think he comes through and he succeeds. And I think I'll leave this for the postseason picks. They get a wild card spot.
Well, a lot of interesting takes there. I think for the Jets, well, it comes down to two things. I think offensive line will be improved. Also, they also brought in Mr. Fant.
Yes.
George Fant. So that gives them a lot of people to mix and match on the line. And, well, it doesn't even matter how great your receiving core is. If you have the bodies to block the defensive line, your receivers are going to get open because corners cannot cover for that long. And, well, I go back to this. I remember when we were doing who's going to pick the Super Bowl. And I said, if the Chiefs can block San Fran, the 49ers secondary is not good. The Chiefs blocked them. Patrick Mahomes threw for three scores, and they won the game. Well, that brings me to the other thing with the Jets. Even though, as you said, CJ is not there, I still think the front seven is pretty good and can be pretty stout. The secondary scares me. The secondary scares me because because you don't have a true number one corner. And then, as you said, Marcus May, well, when Marcus May is on the field, he's very good. The issue is he's not on the field a whole lot because the guy unfortunately gets hurt a lot. And I've heard the same things and seen the same things, well, that you have. I think Ashton Davis is going to be a star, but he's still a rookie. He's going to have those growing pains, those mistakes that all rookies do. Yeah. Well, if the Jets could find a way to protect Sam more, and if that secondary can hold up, well, I agree with you. The rest of that team is very good. And, well, we talk about guys who we haven't even said yet. Le'Veon Bell.
That's Le'Veon right. Le'Veon Bell. He looks unbelievable. He looks phenomenal.
And listen, I know the Twitter thing is a headache and the rap career is – listen, Le'Veon Bell has come into camp in shape. He looks like a pro star. And I mean, well, and that's a guy that in the passing game, well, he's going to catch 30, 40, maybe 50 passes, well, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, maybe even 3rd and 6, well.
And we didn't even talk about the tight ends at all yet. Chris Herndon's coming back from an injury. He's probably going to be that guy that's going to be number two. Ryan Griffin has found his way as a number one tight end. Obviously, last year he's shown it, and he got in a contract extension. Mr. Wesco as well looks like he's pretty good at tight end. Another name that we forget to mention in that safety group, Bradley McDougal, the man that got traded over from Seattle to replace Jamal Adams in that spot. Talk about a guy that has more picks than Jamal Adams. Now, the system's obviously different. I get that 100% to the fullest. But if he could go out there and just be that guy, if he could try and cover guys in that sense, they'll be fine in that secondary.
Well, a lot of interesting takes there with the Jets. We shall see what happens. Well, before we get to who we think we're going to win the division and awards, and we'll end with our picks, my Tennessee Titans, well, Derrick Henry, big money, they re-signed him. However, we lost Jack Conklin in free agency to the Browns, so we got to fill that right tackle spot. I like the draft that we have. I don't love it, but I like the draft that we had. And Jarrell Casey gets traded to the Broncos, and we bring in Clowney. Well, to me, well, this season for the Titans, because, well, right before we started this show, I saw, I think it was FanDuel like top 32 teams. Whoa, they had the Titans at number 6. I said, whoa. I love the team. That's too high for my blood. The Titans are not the 6th best team in the NFL, at least on paper right now. That is way too high. But listen, can Derrick Henry repeat what he did? Question mark. Well, the season for the Titans is going to come down to you paid Ryan Tannehill a lot of money. A lot of money. He's going to have to do it with his arm because you know what Henry could do with his feet. And Will, on the defensive side of the ball, Will, Jadeveon Clowney signed yesterday. I mean, he is brand new. Who knows what shape he's in? The good news is he knows Vrabel's scheme. So that is perfectly fine. But he didn't go through camp. So how much shape is he in? Because our front seven is very good. But our secondary, Will, similar to the Jets, kind of scares me. So, well, we see what happens there. And we have a very tough schedule as well. I think it's like the 9th hardest that we have for right. the Titans. Speaking of hardest schedule, the Jets have, I think, the 2nd or 3rd hardest, Will. So yeah. That's just crazy in itself, Will.
Yeah, absolutely. And they got to start off the year against Buffalo, play up against San Francisco for their home opener, even though there's not going to be any fans. I believe they play up against the Broncos, I want to say, and then the Colts.
October 11th on a Thursday night, yeah.
Right, so there's going to be that, you know, Thursday going into Sunday week. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be pretty at all, but we'll see what happens there as far as the Jets go with their schedule for sure.
Likewise. Well, I was going to say this as a storyline, but since we're going to break down the division, I know we'll talk about him. So, Will, let's get into it now. Let's start with the AFC East. Will, Patriots, no Tom Brady. Insert Cam Newton. Insert Cam Fig Newton, Will. Outside of that, Will, you have the Buffalo Bills. A lot of moves were made. The Dolphins, a lot of moves were made. And your Jets, 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 Jets. Will, Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, Jets, who you got in the AFC East?
Bills are the hands-down favorite right now. I do not believe in Cam Newton at all going in there into New England at all, not one bit. I don't care what any of these reports tell you. I know I keep on mentioning this, Sean. I know you told me off the air about, you know, some of my picks the past couple of years, but I am flat out going to be honest here about this. I do not believe in Cam Newton at all in New England. The man has had a lot of – think about this. The man has had a – and for the listeners out there, just think about this, right? People want to buy stock because the fact that it's Cam Newton. I remember when the Patriots traded for Randy Moss, that's – and he was one of the game's greatest receivers at that point in time. He transformed the Patriots going from a run-first team to a pass-first team. With Cam Newton going in, two totally different positions, but when you hear those names, the frequency of those names – bring you together and they say, oh my God, Cam Newton he's unbelievable. Who's this? You know, he's got a couple of years left. I don't believe it. He's a run first quarterback. He's a guy that has a lot of mileage on his legs. And if this guy does get hurt, God forbid, nobody ever wants to wish injuries upon anybody right here. Nobody ever wants that. Nobody ever wants to see that. But if this guy gets hurt, who are you going to put in? You're going to put in Jared Stidham? You know, everybody's hyping up Jared Stidham. We don't know what's going to happen with Jared Stidham, to be quite honest with you. The run-first mentality of Cam Newton is going to hurt him in the long run, and he has to learn that. I don't believe that that is the case. But again, guys that have transformed their careers at the end of their career, look at a guy like Warren Moon. Great example when he was with the Vikings. So he wound up finding his way. But again, we got to see what happens here with Cam. But my AFC East pick is the Bills. Their defense hasn't changed. They added Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen, talk about a younger version of Cam Newton, run ball first. I think that's huge. And they still have a chip on their shoulder from that playoff game last season against Houston. So they're trying to make sure that they're going to be back in it, and I know that this team will be in it. They're top 10 defense for a reason. Give me the Bills. Sean, who do you got?
Well, I have the Bills as well. I'm not as confident as you because The running game scares me. I read reports that Devin Singletary had some fumbling problems in camp, but they drafted a rookie, I think in the third round, Zach Moss. He's probably going to take over for them. But Will,
he's related to Santana Moss.
So Santana Moss, right. So, right. Will, and you look at it from a standpoint of, talk about a franchise helping their quarterback. Each of the 3 years that Josh and Allen has been in the league, the Bills have done a lot to help him, putting the cherry on top this offseason, like you said, with Stephon Diggs, that big trade for Stephon Diggs. Well, and defensively, well, like you said, Sean McDermott is a defensive genius. And defensively, like you said, they've been top 10 every season he's been there. I think they're going to continue it this year. Well, I'm a little bit more optimistic on the Patriots, more than you, but I think the Bills safely get to 10 wins, maybe an 11-5 team, and I think the Bills would win these.
Real quick with the Patriots, they lost out on a lot of pieces defensively. Bill Belichick has to go in there. He's got to find some way to go out and get some of these names involved like he always does. You know, next man up mantra for sure, but there's no Tom Terrific there. You know, you lost out on, who is it, Hightower at the linebacker position, right, this offseason. You know, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, just to go over to Miami, you know, as much as I love Ryan Fitzpatrick, the guy's not the same. And you could talk about adding pieces here and adding pieces there. At the quarterback position, and even, you don't know what you're going to get out of Tua. You don't know what you're going to get out of Ryan, out of Fitzpatrick. So, realistically, you know, Brian Flores and the Dolphins, they might have had a great job this offseason, but they're still a team that's going to be another year or two away for sure. And the Jets, I'm not going to talk about the Jets. We'll leave them for in a little bit with the wild card. So I'm going to have them as my wild card right now.
All right. Well, so we'll talk about their – well, let's go from the AFC East to the AFC West, a very – interesting division to watch. You got the Denver Broncos, the, wait for it, Will, Las Vegas Raiders, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, with a lot of turnover in that division. Phillip Rivers gone. Insert Tyrod Taylor for the Chargers. Will, Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, and Broncos, who you got in the West?
Chiefs. I'm going to leave that one short and sweet. Chiefs, Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes got a contract. He's looking to prove people wrong. And the Chiefs right now, they have one of the top offenses in the league. And not only that, they have a great defense as well. Pretty underrated, pretty solid bunch of guys over there in Kansas City with Andy Reid and company. So, and they hit a home run in the draft too in the first round. They got that stud running back that could be a Swiss Army knife. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West.
Yeah, well, when we spoke to Cole Kublik, who covers the SEC, he raved about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like, that's right. Raved about him. So, well, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as it was, because I think the other three teams, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, I think they all improved, but – well, I can't pick against the best player in the league, even though he didn't win MVP, mostly because he got hurt and missed like 3-4 games. Patrick Mahomes was on his way to back-to-back MVPs before he got hurt. But, yeah, well, I mean, listen, the best player on right now, the best team, and like you said, well, millions of dollars in the bank for that man. So, going to go with the Chiefs as well. So, me and Will agree on the East. Me and Will agree on the West. Well, let's take it up north. Steelers, Bengals, Browns, and the Baltimore Ravens. Well, who you got in the AFC North?
This is tough. This is probably the toughest division to pick.
Cincinnati is very, very tough.
Cincinnati last year, they lost so many one-score games, and yet they still managed to get the number one overall pick with Joe Burrow being over there, and they still managed to keep A.J. Green in that system. So they're going to be vastly improved in that right, and they have a great defense there as well. The Steelers, until Ben Roethlisberger retires, I can't necessarily put my finger on it with them, but they, year in and year out, they have a great offensive line. They find running backs through the draft and wide receivers through the draft, but last year wasn't it. The Browns, they keep on putting money into this franchise. It's kind of hopeless at this point in time. Baker Mayfield, as much as everybody wants to go gung-ho about Baker Mayfield and what, you know, crazy fetishes Odell Beckham Jr. has, you know, it's becoming more and more of a joke. And whoever the coach is over in Cleveland right now, I don't know his name off the top of my head. I know Freddie Kitchens is gone. And he was the offensive coordinator for the Vikings, right, if I'm not mistaken? The new head coach for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski, right. So they wound up getting Austin Hooper from Atlanta. You know, the Browns are sort of somewhat in that mess, like the Steelers are right now. It's something that you don't really know what's going on. And then the Ravens, they have arguably one of the better defenses in the league. Yes, they let go of Earl Thomas, but they feel as if they have the chemistry going on right now, a la what the Jets have right now. So with that said, and Lamar Jackson, who could ever forget about him winning the MVP last year? It's going to shock you, bro. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'm going to go with the Bengals just because of the fact that rookie quarterback, he's still got A.J. Green. They could be a top 10 defense in Cincinnati, and they only lost one score games by, like, what, seven times at that point in time. To add a quarterback like that, give me the Bengals. That's a shocker right there. Give me the Bengals.
What a hot take for the Cincinnati Bengals in the North. Well, interesting. Well, I'm going to go with the Steelers. They had a top 10 defense last year. They had a bottom 10 offense because Big Ben got hurt and Mason Rudolph and, well, your boy,
Duck Hodges,
they did not get the job done. Sorry. And, right. You know what? Listen, Big Ben is back. Juju Smith-Schuster is healthy. James Conner going into a contract year. A very underrated signing in free agency role was Eric Ebron. He went over to the Steelers, and I like their draft. Also, well, I feel like Mike Tomlin is getting a lot of disrespect. I think people forget how great of a coach Mike Tomlin is. The Steelers have only had three head coaches in their history. Their history. Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin. There's a reason why that man has been there for so long, and he has a Super Bowl ring under his belt.
Who's the coach for the Bengals? Because I know Marvin Lewis isn't the coach anymore.
Zach Taylor.
Okay. Zach Taylor, good. That's my coach of the year pick right there.
Well, all right. So, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh because I think Big Ben, well, I think this is his last season to prove that he still got it. If he struggles, I think you're going to see Cincy be in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes next draft. So I'm going to keep it short until I think Pittsburgh gets a job done.
You mean Pittsburgh being the Trevor Lawrence, not correct. Cincinnati?
Correct.
Right. I was about to say Cincinnati. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, not Cincinnati. Sorry. Pittsburgh.
All good. Next. Yeah.
So who has the Bengals? I have the Steelers in the North. Well, let's go down south to the AFC South. My Titans, the Indianapolis Colts, the hapless Jaguars, and the Houston Texans will know the Andre Hopkins will. Who do you got in the South? Jaguars, Colts, Titans, Texans.
Got to go with your Titans. They're the best team on paper. Making it all the way to the AFC Championship game last year as the number six seed, I think they're going to have they're almost similar to what Jacksonville was a couple of years ago, but having a guy like Derrick Henry there, having some of the weapons there at the receiver position as well really helps out for your Titans, Sean. And not only that, but their defense is still top 10. And I'm a big fan of Mike Vrabel and what he's trying to accomplish there. So give me the Titans in the AFC South.
Well, I know we had to do the show today. I've been struggling all back and forth. Houston, Tennessee. Well, I don't think you could trade DeAndre Hopkins and get better. I know they got David Johnson and Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb, but DeAndre Hopkins is considered top two, top three receivers in the game. Whatever personal issues him and Bill O'Brien had, I don't think that was enough to trade the guy out the door. So, well, with that being said, I'm going to go with my Titans, but this is the least confident division champion that I have. And, you know, obviously that's my team, but obviously I know the pulse of my own team. So I think we're going to get the job done. I think it's going to be really, really close. So me and Will in the East, we have the Bills. In the West, we have the Chiefs. Will up North has the Bengals. I have the Steelers. And in the South, we both have the Titans. Will, let's fast forward to the NFC. NFC East, Will, Giants, Eagles, Washington football team, and the Dallas Cowboys. Will, who you got in the NFC East?
So tough. All four teams, I think they've gotten – it's still the toilet bowl almost in a sense for the, for that NFC East. Philly, this is Carson Wentz's probably do-or-die swan song year for Dallas and seeing what's going on. Can they be that legitimate offense, or will the hype get to them? The Giants, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are great, but we don't know what's going on with their defense. And Washington, they're a mess, but they have a, you know, if they get Alex Smith back healthy, or if right now it's Dwayne Haskins that's going to be the starting quarterback over there, this is a tough division to pick. I got to go Philly as far as, you know, just trying to go out there and just – they're still the consistent team, and I really believe that Carson Wentz has a chip on his shoulder at this point in time, trying to prove a lot of people wrong, and Doug Peterson has a lot of pressure on him as well. But I really feel as if that the Eagles take the NFC East. So give me the Eagles.
Well, I would pick Philly, but Carson Wentz almost has nobody to throw the ball to. Yes, he has Dallas, Goddard, and Zach Ertz, but Alshon is up there in age. DeSean Jackson's up there in age. Their first-round pick hurt his, I think, his arm, so he's out for the first few weeks. Defensively, they brought in Darius Slay, but as a whole, that defense doesn't do it for me. So, well, I don't want to say this because I think I'm not a fan of the team, but I think the Cowboys, well, I think this is the year that the Cowboys get back and win the East. Well, I think the Cowboys needed a scenery change. And Mike McCarthy, that year off, he has new mindset. Everything is fresh. And I think it's an offense that Dak Prescott would like. And I think, well, that's why they took CeeDee Lamb. If you look when Aaron Rodgers was in his prime, Will, Donald Driver, James Jones, and Greg Jennings was a three-headed wide receiver triplet that he had. If you look at the Cowboys, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and now CeeDee Lamb, triplets that Dak Prescott can grow with. Granted, they signed him to a long-term deal after this year, but Will, give me the Cowboys in the East. I do think the Giants and the Washington football team, I think they'll be improved, but I think Dallas is going to win that division.
It's going to be a neck and neck for all four of those teams. They all got a lot better, and you know, we'll see what happens there. And not only that, hey, Andy Dalton, God forbid Dak Prescott goes down, at least you have somewhat of a security blanket, right, at quarterback. So we'll see what happens there.
Definitely. Well said, Will. Well, let's go from the East all the way to the West. Well, you got the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Rams, and the Cardinals. Speaking of the Andre Hopkins, Will, that's where he is now with the Cardinals. Speaking of your Jets, Jamal and Adams, he's in the great Northwest in Seattle. Will, Seattle, San Fran, the Rams, or the Cardinals, he got in the West?
Seattle. I'm buying that 49er curse as far as the Super Bowl loser curse, as far as teams going down the tube. I know San Francisco has that great, great young core, but Jimmy Garoppolo, will it be Jimmy Garoppolo's time? He signed that big deal couple of seasons ago, a lot of pressure on him to succeed over there. George Kittle, great tight end. The running back situation is great. The defense is great as well, led by Nick Bosa. But their secondary still kind of questions me in that sense with, you know, Richard Sherman. Will he come back, you know, better? Once you pass 30, it's all downhill from there. And I know he's smart, and I know he has that mouth of his that will antagonize a lot of the opposition. But I am not a believer in the San Francisco 49ers just simply because of the fact that the Super Bowl loser curse. And not only that, but you look at the Rams are definitely, they went down. Okay, I'm not a believer in Jared Goff. And for the Cardinals, their stock is rising. I'm a big fan of Kyler and what's going on over there with their wide receiving core with, you know, with DeAndre Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald. And who else is there? Ross, right? John Ross, if I'm not mistaken?
No, John Ross is in
Buffalo.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Correct. So who is the third member of that? Oh, was it the guy from Notre Dame?
You're talking about Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk, yes. Why am I thinking of Michael Floyd for a second?
He was there, correct.
But now he's gone. Yeah, so the stock's going up for the Cardinals. The Rams is literally going down on a 90. And the 49ers are like right here where they could just go down. But if they find a way to go up, that'll be fine. But I believe in that Super Bowl loser curse any day of the week. Give me Seattle. Russell Wilson is going to be, again, he's going to be that guy. And, you know, he finds a way out of stuff. And Pete Carroll, another guy too. They just find ways to make magic happen. So give me Seattle.
Well, what scares me about Seattle is that we saw this with the Jets a few years back. Mark Sanchez had no protection after those first 2 years. He got abused, he got beaten, and we saw it take a toll. Russell Wilson cannot continue to run around for his life and for them to win games. That offensive line is not good. And they let George Fant walk right to the Jets. That scares me. Well, offensively, they're going to be special. With Chris Carson, Carlos Hyde, Josh Gordon is back, Metcalf, so on and so forth, all these guys. But, Will, I think the best acquisition all offseason, Brady to the Bucks. This one was better. Trent Williams to San Fran. He's going to provide Jimmy G ultimate protection on that blind side. San Fran upgraded their receiving core. Defensively, they traded DeForest Buckner to the Colts, which doesn't make me happy as a Tennessee Titans fan, but that's a story for another day. But, well, I think Jimmy G takes another step. I think that offense takes another step. And Kyle Shanahan has something to prove. Bro, you had a 21-10 lead with 8 minutes to go in the Super Bowl, and you lost the game. I think he has something to prove. So, Will, give me San Fran in the West. Will, let's go from the West up north. We got the Packers, the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings. Will, I'm not going to go out on a limb here. I think this is the most boring four teams that we could see this year. Like, I don't really care for any of the four teams, but we have to pick a team to win it, Will. Packers, Vikings, Bears, or Lions, Will? Who you got?
Can't question Green Bay. I know I kind of didn't like Green Bay last year. I know the Lions are still, you know, they still got Matthew Stafford, but they're still a pass-first team. You got to stop them. And they really, I think this is Matt Patricia's final year as coach if they don't succeed with him there. The Bears, Mitchell Trubisky, I don't know what's going on there with him and Nick Foles. They got to figure out what's going on. Khalil Mack, the trade that they gave up a lot of draft capital for, has to kind of sting in a sense, you know, but we'll see what happens there. And finally, the Vikings, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think of the Vikings because they have a great defense on paper, and they have Dalvin Cook, who is one of the better running backs, if not a top five running back in the National Football League. But with that said, I got to go with the Green Bay Packers. How can you not pick Aaron Rodgers? How can you not? And company.
Well, I'm looking at it, and I said the Vikings getting Ngakoue from Jacksonville, that's huge. That is huge. That defense is still going to be good. The corners scare me, but D-line, linebackers, and safeties, the Vikings could compete to have the best defense in the league, Will. What scares me is their offense. They lost a lot of offensive guys. Thielen is going to be Thielen, and Kyle Rudolph is still going to be good. But, Will, can Kirk Cousins, he got a extension, he won a playoff game, all that is good. But can he take that next step? Well, I don't think so. I don't think so either. they're going to be depending on a lot of young guys. And, well, Aaron Rodgers, he has a lot to prove as well, Will. So I'm going to take the Packers as well. Well, you cannot go against discount double check. You just can't. You just can't go against discount double check, Will. So we and Will both have the Packers. Well, let's go to the South. Another interesting divisional. To me, the most interesting one of them all. Panthers, Saints, Tampa Bay, and the Bucks. Obviously, Tom Brady with the Bucks, so on and so forth. Todd Gurley, Will, he's now with the Dirty Birds. He goes back home to where he's from, Will. Well, Falcons, Bucks, Saints, Panthers, and the NFC South, who you got?
Every year is a different division winner since, what, 2002, I want to say, right? So that's been
every year, correct.
Every year has just been crazy over the past 20 years. But with that said, the Saints, I think their window is closed. I really do firmly believe that. You know, this is it for Drew Brees and company. I know they have that three-headed quarterback attack, and especially with Jameis Winston going in there and learning off of a legend like Drew Brees, and their offense is still great. We don't know what's going to happen with Alvin Kamara and such, and their wide receiving core after signing Emmanuel Sanders is just absolutely. But their window is still, I feel as if it's closed after all the playoff fails that they've been through. So I'm not going to go with them. The Panthers, Teddy Bridgewater, I love Teddy. I really wish he didn't get hurt and kind of wish he would have been a Jet for a little bit longer. But I get why they traded him. But with that said, I am not a fan of the Panthers. I think they, you know, McCaffrey and company and Louisiana Ron Rivera doesn't help out much at all. And, you know, who's the other team in that? The Falcons. I'm not a Falcons guy right now either. Matt Ryan, I think you talk about teams that windows are closing, and I alluded to the Saints earlier. They shut from what happened from Super Bowl 51, if I'm not mistaken. So it's pretty bad. It's pretty bleak. I'm going to have to go with the Patriots here just because the fact that they had that run-stopping defense. Todd Bowles knows his way. Bruce Arians is going to have some fun having Leonard Fournette in there as well. And, you know, if they could go out there, God forbid, you know, I mentioned injuries before. If Tom Brady gets hurt and they have their quarterback situation figured out with Josh Rosen being number two as a pickup, even though they have Blaine Gabbert there, you know, I kind of want to see what Josh Rosen has to prove here in that sense. And, you know, they went out and they got Tristan Wirfs at the offensive tackle position. There's a lot of things going on there. I think Tom Brady learning a new offense is pretty tough. But in that instance, give me Tampa Bay. I'm really on board with this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team this year. I really believe that. I think Tom Brady is the equivalent of what Brett Favre was to the Vikings back in 2009 and what Brett Favre was to the Jets in 2008 prior to him getting hurt in 2008. So give me the Bucs.
Well, the more I thought about it, Tom Brady did not look good. But it was also his surrounding cast also was not right. Very good with the Patriots. And they got Gronk and Fournette and you got Evans and Godwin and well, we're forgetting about O.J. Howard and Cameron Brait, Ronald Jones, offensive line that is still pretty, pretty good. And, well, that front seven, like you said, that front seven is filthy. Dominican Sue, Vita Vea, Shaq, Barrett. The secondary scares me. And you got Drew Brees and you got Matt Ryan and you got Teddy Bridgewater. Six games you got to go against those guys. I know the front seven is good and can get to the quarterback, but that secondary scares me. Well, I don't think the Saints window is done, but I think
it's close.
I think it is. I think if the Saints don't get it done this year, that could be it. But, well, I'm changing my pick because during the day I have the Saints, but I think Tampa's going to get the job done. their schedule is way easier. They don't have to play a division winning schedule with the Saints do. The Saints got to play Philly, San Francisco, and Green Bay. Tampa Bay only has to play Green Bay, and that's only because the NFC North plays the NFC South this year. So that's the only reason why they have to play Green Bay, and they avoid the West and the East. So, well, give me Tampa Bay there as well. So, Will, me and Will in the NFC, we have the Will in the East has the Eagles. I have the Cowboys. Will in the West has Seattle. I have San Fran. Will, me and Will in the North, we both have the Packers. And me and Will in the South, we both have the Buccaneers. Will, you said the Jets are a wild card team. Who do you think is going to play in the AFC championship game? And who do you think will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl?
I think we're going to see a wild card team going in and really messing stuff up. And I'm not mentioning the Jets at all here in that situation. I really do firmly believe that the Texans will be one of those teams that can go out there. And I firmly believe with everything that's going on, you know, you could talk about what's going on in the AFC West with what has happened over the course of time with that four-headed monster. The Raiders are not it. I think they're a 500 team, middle of the pack type of team, even though they were 6-4 until they played up against the Jets last year. But I don't firmly believe in them, especially they're moving into a new place now, no fans at all, anything like that. That's huge. The Colts in that division, still kind of scary in that sense. Still have T.Y. Hilton. Philip Rivers has something to prove in this tank. But out of the AFC, the two remaining teams out of the – you're talking about the two remaining teams out of the AFC?
Yes, correct.
I'm going to go Texans and Chiefs. I think it's going to go back to a rematch of that, of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. I think Deshaun Watson, you could see it in his pedigree. You could see it in his body language that he wants something to prove. And that defense still, you know, you can talk about Bill O'Brien all you want. My honest opinion, I think personally that they still have a top 10 defense in that top 15 unit. And if they could go out there and manage to get Cobb and other guys open and involved, I think they'll be fine. Texans and Chiefs out of the AFC for me.
And who do you have representing the AFC?
I think the Chiefs make it back-to-back AFC championship appearances. I think there's no stopping Tyreek Hill and what's going on. I think they have a great – as much as I dislike Tyreek Hill saying that not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six Super Bowls, I think that they're going to be repeat AFC champions. So give me the Chiefs.
Well, I agree that the Chiefs are going to make it there as well. The other team is hard because, well, I could see the Bills. I could see my Titans. I could see Houston. Well, I could even see the Colts. If Philip Rivers revolutionizes himself, well, the Colts could make a run. Well, I could see the Chargers. Let's not forget.
I'm not sleeping on the Chargers.
Tyrod Taylor led a Buffalo team to the playoffs with way less talent. Anthony he has Lynch, Keenan Islands. Right, and Anthony Lynn was there. I'm not sleeping on the Chargers, Will. But, well, as much as I want to pick Baltimore against the Chiefs, the Ravens didn't do enough for me in terms of surrounding Lamar Jackson with people that could catch the ball. They traded Hayden Hurst. But I know they drafted J.K. Dobbins in the second round, but I think these teams are going to scam. I think they're going to
spy.
What I want to say. No, not spy. No, not spy. I forgot the word, Will, but I think they're going – oh, scheme. Sorry. There you go, scheme. I think they're going to scheme for that, you know, run option offense, whatever. Well, something about the Steelers, it just keeps on coming back. It just keeps on coming back. Will. So I got the Chiefs and Steelers AFC Championship game. But, Will, I agree with you. This not going to be the first and the last time we see Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So I think he makes it back-to-back.
I will say this for everybody out there, and I'm looking at the camera right now, for everybody sleeping on the Jets and for everybody sleeping on Sam Darnold,
Just because of the fact that the guy had mono last year doesn't mean shit. The man's entering his third year. He's confident. You hear it on the interviews. His team, he says his team can beat anybody. I love the confidence. I love hearing that from the quarterback, and especially from a kid that can make all the throws and everything like that. But let's see what happens during the game. But I think this year alone, I think Sam Darnold is going to make a jump this year, and he's going to prove a lot of people wrong.
Well said. Well, who do you have representing the NFC in the NFC Championship game, and who do you have facing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
Okay, so we mentioned in the West we had Seattle. In the NFC East, we had the Eagles. In the NFC North, we had the Packers. And in the South, we had the Buccaneers. I'm going Seattle. I'm going to go Seattle and Tampa. And I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to go with Seattle coming out of the NFC West.
Well, that will make every Jet fan who hated Jamal Adams sick to their stomach if they see Jamal Adams playing in.
There's just something about Russell Wilson, though. There's just something about him that I look at and I just say to myself, you know what, he got the one, but I can't picture Brady and company going into Seattle in the cold, going in there and just doing that. So with that said, because you got to go up against the NFC South numerous amounts of times, and that's going to be tough. You know, I'm not a believer in the Saints. You know, I think their window, like I said, is just about shut. You know, I don't know. I personally like Seattle coming out of the West. I really do. Give me Seattle and Kansas City, and give me the Chiefs three-peat again. Why not?
Chiefs repeat again. Well, this one is tough. This one is tough. I've been trying. Well, I don't think the Saints window is closed. I think what happened with Drew Brees in the off season with him talking about the flag and his teammates wanting to, you know, strangle him and the whole nine, I think that could galvanize the team. Well, a storyline that we also didn't speak of, but I think it's going to be huge for two teams that we're talking about right now, Seattle and the Saints. Well, I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, Will, but those are two of the loudest stadiums in the NFL, and they won't have that this year. Well, at least right now, they won't have it this year. We don't know what 2-3 months holds from now. But, Will, I think that's a huge disadvantage for the home team, especially the Saints in that dome where the noise just comes down. Like, it's not going up, it comes down.
And not only that, but you get to see the Saints. They're not a good, I don't think they're a good road team outside of the dome. So, like I said, I think home field is absolutely key. It's absolutely huge. I think, like I said, the Buccaneers are going to win the NFC South. And if the Saints have to go out on the road and play on the road, they ain't going far. So, like I said, give me Seattle and give me Kansas City. I think Kansas City is going to win it. Sean, who do you have going in there?
I have in the NFC Championship game, I have the Saints, Will. And I have this one is hard, but I have the Saints and I have Tampa. And, well, as much as I want to pick Tampa because that's where the Super Bowl is. Tampa could be that first team to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Well, I just don't think the Saints are done yet. They've come through some horrible playoff luck. They've come through some horrible playoff luck, but I think they get there. And, Will, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win a bunch of Super Bowls. I think Drew Brees rides off in the sunset. With this one. So I'm going Saints Chiefs Super Bowl, and give me the Saints to win the Super Bowl. Well, you said Zach Taylor is your AFC coach of the year. Who's your NFC coach of the year?
Gotta go Mike McCarthy. I think he's going to get one of those wild cards. But I also think, too, with everything that's going on, there's a lot of pressure there that's involved in that sense where, A, he's got to produce. B, we all know what's going on with Jerry's World, everything like that. And C, you have to deal with so many personalities. You have to deal with that offensive line. You have to deal with what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott. You got to deal with Dak. You got to deal with everybody. And that's a pressure cooker within itself, having to take over a job that a coach had for nearly a decade, stranglehold on him. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to succeed in that regard. But give me Mike McCarthy in the NFC.
Well, in the AFC, I'm going to go with Sean McDermott and the Bills. I think he's going to have that team playing high. And the NFC will give me the oldest coach in the NFL. No, I think he's the second oldest now, Bruce Arians. I think with that turnaround with the Bucs, I think Bruce is going to get that award there. Well, your MVP for the season is?
My MVP for the season, I'm going to have to go with – I want to hear your pick first. I want to hear your pick first.
Well, I debated back and forth. I'm like, who's winning this thing? Who's winning this thing? Who's winning this thing? Who's winning this thing? And, well, the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know what? I could see this guy winning this thing.
Right.
Well, it always goes to quarterbacks, or it always goes to running backs. I wanted to go with Michael Thomas. He should have won it last year. I mean, 149 catches. Well, Jesus Christ. But, well, I think this man is due for a MVP. Give me Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson due for an MVP.
Okay. Russell Wilson is my MVP pick. Yep.
You? Okay, that's fair. Dare I say it, Patrick Mahomes again?
Listen, man. Whoa, the guy's gonna win like four, five of them. So, picking him every year is not a bad guess.
So, give me Patrick Mahomes.
All right, so I have Russell Wilson, Wells, Patrick Holmes. Will, last but not least, your defensive player of the year is?
Defensive player of the year. Gonna have to go with Nick Bosa.
You know what's funny, Will? That's actually a great pick. That is a outstanding pick. I was thinking him too. I was like, you know what? One of those San Fran guys is probably going to end up winning the whole damn thing, Will. So, well, that's a great pick there. Well, I think this guy could get it. I think he's going to have a monster year. I'm going to go with Watt, but TJ Watt.
Okay.
Not JJ Watt.
Okay.
TJ is very, very good. Nobody talks about him. And, well, I think Pittsburgh's going to turn a lot ahead. So give me TJ Watt. Right there.
Comeback player of the year.
Oh, this is, wow. Know it, Will. I want you to go first.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. Sam Darnold, comeback player of the year. This is a good one. Well, I'm trying to figure out who was injured last year that's coming back, because that could be. You know what? A.J. Green.
Okay, fair. AJ Green.
If Joe Burrow lights the world on fire, he's going to need A.J. Green to light it up with him. So I'm going to go with A.J. Green. Well, before we get into the picks, last but not least, I almost forgot this one, Will. Real, real quick. Rookie of the year, Will.
Going to go Joe Burrow.
Makes a whole bunch of sense,
right? I picked him to win the division. You know, I picked the Bengals to win the division. He's a part of it. So give me Joe Burrow, rookie of the year. Well, yep.
Sorry to go the easy way, Will, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire, especially with their starting back deciding not to play, he's going to get carry after carry. So we're going to go there. Will, we're coming down to the end of the show, but Will, we can't do a football preview and not do football picks, Will. So, Will, if you're ready, let's get into the picks. Are you ready, Will?
Right.
All right. Well, let's go.
Absolutely. Week one, let's Will. Get it.
Week one, Will. Thursday, a couple of days from now. Texans at Chiefs, Will. Who you got?
Chiefs. Going to keep that one short and sweet, Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs as well. Will, moving on to Sunday slate. Your New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills, Will. Who you got?
It's going to be a close game, and it's going to be a nail-biter for sure. Give me the Jets on the road. I think Sam Darnold's got a lot to prove. Even though, like we talked about with the Bills, they're top 10 defense, and they are our division favorites. There's just something with Sam right now. Give me the Jets on the road.
The Jets should have won this game last year, up 16-0 and lost. Well, I think the Bills get off to a good start, and I think the Bills will get this one. So give me the Bills at home. Well, Packers at the Vikings, a rivalry, Will. Who you got, Green Bay or Minnesota?
I think I'm going to have to go with Green Bay. I'll keep that one short and sweet. Green Bay.
I think they'll split the regular season matchups. I think the Vikings will get this one, though, at home, though. So give me the Vikings.
I'll switch that one up, Vikings, because they're at home. I didn't realize they were at home.
Yeah,
the Vikings. So give me the Vikings. Give me the Vikings at home.
All right. Well, Eagles against the Washington football team. Washington is at home.
Upset special of the week. Give me the Washington football team.
Washington football team over Philly. Well, all right. Well, next up, the Cleveland Browns are at the Ravens.
I didn't get your pick.
Oh, wow. I completely bypassed it, Will. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to go Philly on the road.
You're going to go Philly? Okay, Philly on the road.
Philly on the road, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Cleveland at Baltimore. Who you got, pal?
Baltimore, short and sweet. Baltimore, Cleveland, you know, fetishes and stuff like that with OBJ, Baker Mayfield. I don't know what else to talk about. We didn't even talk about that yet, but whatever. That's another
what a bad week. What a bad week for that to come out. But, Will, This is my upset. A special. Give me the Browns on the road to beat the Baltimore Ravens. Well, this one is going to be nice and quick. The Colts at the Jaguars.
Colts.
I have the Colts there as well. Moving on, Will. Well, the first ever game for the Las Vegas Raiders, and they got to come all the way east to take on the Carolina Panthers. Well, who you got?
Panthers. Home. Very simple. Panthers.
Well, as we always talk about, West Coast teams never play well when they come east, though. Give me the Panthers as well. Well, the Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Well, Bears, Lions. Who you got?
Lions.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I heard a lot of positive things about Mitchell Trubisky and all this type of stuff. So we shall see what happens there. But, well, I'm going to go with the Lions at home as well. Well, the Seahawks at the Falcons, probably the game of the week here. Will, Seattle at Atlanta. Who you got, Will?
Seattle.
Seattle on the road coming to Atlanta, getting the job done. Will, I'm going to go with the home team. I think the Falcons can surprise some teams this year, and I think they're going to get the job done. Well, this one probably – well, actually, for you, probably not short and sweet. For me, it is. Will, the Dolphins at the Patriots.
Give me the Patriots at home.
Well, get the Patriots at home. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I got the Patriots as well. Will, the Chargers at your NFC, at your AFC North winning Cincinnati Bengals. Will, Chargers at the Bengals.
Bengals at home. New quarterback. Everybody's hyped up for this game. Everybody's pumped. Even though there's no fans, give me the Bengals.
Well, I'm going to take the Chargers with this one because Tyrod Taylor, he's very safe. He's very cautious. I think he's going to win the game for them here. Well, the Cardinals at the 49ers, very interesting game. DeAndre Hopkins versus Richard Sherman, Will, out the gate. Cardinals, 49ers, Will, who you got?
49ers.
Well, I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Going to go with the Cardinals on the roll. That's what I'm going to do. I think they're going to surprise a couple teams.
Okay.
Well, I definitely misspoke. This is the game of the week, Will. Tampa Bay at the New Orleans Saints. No crowd for the Saints, Will. Who you got?
Tampa Bay on the road.
Will, got Tampa Bay on the road. Will, I agree with you there. I think Tampa Bay gets a job done. Will, Sunday night football, the Dallas Cowboys at the Los Angeles Rams will. Cowboys at Rams, Sunday night. Who you got?
Give me the Cowboys on the road.
We're going to take the Cowboys on the road. Will, I agree with you there. I want to take the Cowboys. Will, last but not least, the two Monday night games, Steelers at the Giants. MetLife will be blue on Monday. Well, who do you got, Steelers or Giants?
Steelers.
Well, I'm going to take the Steelers there as well. And Will, the final game of week one, the final Monday night game, my Tennessee Titans at the Denver Broncos. Will, Titans at Broncos. Will, who you got?
This is tough because the Broncos have the great, great wide receiving core that they have right now. And Drew Lock has a lot to prove being over there, being handpicked as John Elway's guy now. But their defense is still a little bit suspect in my eyes. But Tennessee, you know, again, same thing with Tannehill. You know that. And we both picked them out of the AFC South. Give me the Titans on the road.
Well, I've gone back and forth about this game, but Jarrell Casey, who we traded to Denver. Denver had the offseason of the year, if you ask me, Will. I think they got off to a good start. I think they're going to give my Titans a loss in week one. So
okay.
There you have it. We have the picks. Once again, for everybody, before we wrap up the show, Will has the Chiefs and Seattle in the Super Bowl. Will has Patrick Mahomes going back-to-back. I have the Chiefs and the Saints in the Super Bowl. I have Drew Brees riding off into the sunset winning Super Bowl number two. Will, awesome show, pal. Any final thoughts on the NFL preview?
No, this is going to be a interesting, fun year. Nobody really knows what's going to happen in the NFL for sure. But we'll see what happens. But, you know, make no mistake about it. You're going to see a lot of fans really confident about their teams going to week one. And then depending on what happens, it'll be, you know, either yay or so we'll figure it out.
Well said, Will. Well said. Well, yeah, it's going to be very interesting with the crowd noise or lack thereof. Some teams want to have fans. Will, some teams like the Giants and Jets, the governor of New Jersey said MetLife would not have a single fan in the seat this year. So, no. And well, I know you're a season ticket holder of the Jets, so I know that obviously sucks not being able to go to the stadium and watch the game. But right. Obviously better safe than sorry during these times. So, Will, we shall see. Well, before we go.
Breaking news.
Yes, sir.
Von Miller may miss season. Broncos star linebacker suffered an ankle injury in practice and will be getting an MRI to determine if he will play. You might want to change that pick.
Von Miller may miss the season?
Yes.
Whoa. So not just week one, the season. Yeah. Oh, my God. That injury must be terrible. Holy smokes. I mean, I'm going to keep the pick, but, I mean, he's definitely out week one if they think it's a season-ending type of thing. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
And it sucks for Von Miller, Will, because he had COVID.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, man, this shit is crazy. So definitely some breaking news there, Will. So, Will, besides the breaking news, pal, any final thoughts, pal?
No final thoughts here. Just jet up, believe, always believe. You never know what might happen in the season. And, you know, stranger things have happened. So we'll see as the season progresses, you know, what happens week one. But I'm feeling confident about my Jets. Sean, I know you're feeling confident about your Titans. Let's see how it all plays out, man.
Yes, sir. Well, no final thoughts for me. Tighten up, Will, and hopefully we see what happens there as well. So, yes, we're good.
One final thought.
Good.
I'm always like this. Can we just at least talk about it for a couple minutes? What the hell was that storyline today with Odell Beckham Jr.? My God. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know what? I don't believe it's true. Because those girls on the, I forgot what it's called, the Thought
Podcast. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
What?
I don't know what. You have girls having Botox lips, faces.
Yeah.
You know, plasticky faces, everything like that. You know, right. It's something that females want to aspire to be like that. You know, it's fucking stupid. But whatever. That's just me.
Well, I've heard some things about OBJ and his sexuality or lack thereof, so it doesn't surprise me this has come out, but I don't think he's that crazy. Or, but Will, you never know. You just never know.
You never know with this guy. You never know with people.
Exactly.
Never know.
That's crazy. On the NFL preview for 2020. So, for my co-host, William Trucci, a.k.a. Rosi, I'm your host, Sean Thomas, a.k.a. Shawnee on the mic. You guys have been listening to the On the Board Sports Podcast and the On the Board Sports NFL Preview Special. We miss you all. We love you all. Peace out.